Americans are ready to take off and fly again, but airlines and airports are hitting turbulence when it comes to hiring back employees. A staffing shortage is hitting multiple aspects of the industry. And tonight, News Nation correspondent Janelle Fort is live in Atlanta to explain. Janelle.
Well, Marnie, we're seeing just how thinly stretched the airport and airline industry is becoming as the demand for travel increases. And that really played out here at Atlanta's International Airport. I know if you look over my shoulder, you can see the security checkpoint moving pretty smoothly right now, but that was not the case earlier today. This morning, that line wrapped around the terminal, stretched down hallways, and created some pretty frustrated passengers.
At airports across the country, more Americans making a return to the friendly skies. The Transportation Security Administration hitting another pandemic high over the weekend. Sunday, it screened 1.85 million passengers. It's a positive sign for the airline industry hard hit by COVID-19, but the rapid return to travel has overwhelmed some aspects of air travel.
More people are being more comfortable with flying and coming out from home now. So I feel like they should have been, or should at least been prepared for that.
This morning at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, passengers were met with long lines, crowded checkpoints, and not enough parking.
Do you feel like airports were ready for this influx in passengers?
Absolutely not. They furloughed so many people. So many people lost their jobs, which I get it. You know, they had to let some people go. And like I just said, I don't think that they even knew it was going to be this bad.
Nita Cooper is the director of Star and Sky Travel Agency. She says she makes sure to tell her clients to pack their patience. There's a national labor shortage, and airports and airlines are scraping for employees.
Understand that you are still traveling during a pandemic, and I think that's what people are forgetting. They think that it's over. We're not out of it yet.
TSA says air travel is still down about 70% compared to pre-pandemic levels, and so are flight schedules. But airlines say they've been adding more flights daily, anticipating high summer travel demand as more Americans get vaccinated.
The surge is coming. But I can't answer how that's going to be.
For passengers, the reaction is a mixed bag. Those who are frustrated by the holdups and those who take it as just another step in getting to the new normal.
You know, they're doing the best they can with less.
Now, in the meantime, the airline industry is working to hire more employees and ease this labor crunch to try and keep up with the growing demand. Live in Atlanta, Janelle Fort, News Nation.